This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the Tampa headquarters and Tantalk Studios. Randy and Leslie are on Media Row in L.A. Let's check back in and see what's going on out there.
You know, sometimes some things happen and you realize how fast life travels, right?
Yes.
You know, as everybody knows,
moment by moment,
I've covered the Buccaneers longer, I believe, than anybody in town, right? I remember LeGarrette Blount when he was there.
Oh, yeah.
I would have said it was 3 years ago.
It does seem like that. I had to relook. I didn't realize it was 2010. I was like, man, it just seems like you left.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 2010 to 19. It's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time. It was fun, though.
I can barely see you because of the shine and the bling from that Super Bowl ring that you're wearing. And I noticed.
It fits all three fingers.
Yeah, right. It's beautiful. So which one is this? Because you got two.
This is the very first one that I got.
Okay.
The first out of the three.
It's three.
It's three.
It's three.
I'm sorry, my bad.
No, you're good.
What is your favorite 28-3 meme? Because I'm sure you've seen them all.
Man. My favorite 28-3. Oh my goodness! Man, I've seen a lot of them. I don't even know which one. Which one is my favorite? I've seen the Homer Simpson one. I've seen the one where the guy was smiling, huge smile, and then at the bottom he was just like.
the shock face.
Right.
I was watching the World Series, like it was the next year, and there was a home run hit to right field, and somebody displayed the banner, and it said 28-3 at the World Series. It's 28-3 everywhere. It is absolutely crazy. Talk to us about back to back, and a lot of times it's back to back. New England, you know, we always hear New England back to back, Green Bay back to back. You went back to back on two different teams.
Right.
Talk about that and how difficult that is.
It's really hard to get to the Super Bowl, even with one team, even one time. It's really hard to get there. It is not an easy feat. So that's why, you know, every time you see these guys in this last game, you know, it's kudos to them because, you know, so many things got to fall in line perfectly in order for you to get there. Your team has to stay healthy. You can't lose that many superstars. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have to have a game plan. You have to have really good coaching. You have to have, you know, you got to have either an absurdly great offense or an absurdly great defense. And you got to have a quarterback. So, you know, that count out a lot of teams as it is.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
No, no, for sure.
You got to have a quarterback. You know, like I said, if
too bad you didn't have one in New England.
Right.
Yeah, really.
So that's, you know, that all plays a factor in getting into this last game. So sometimes – it might not even be the best team in the NFL that get to this last. It might not be the two best teams in the NFL.
You need a little luck, too, sometimes. Sometimes it's just luck.
Right?
A little
bit
of luck.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, if Tampa Bay plays that last, you know, last pass differently, you might be talking about them here.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you know, whatever happened, if Cup dropped that pass or, if, you know, whatever it is.
They keep them from going out of bounds from the pass before.
Going out of bounds the pass before.
Right.
You know,
right.
Things like you don't put a safety on the best receiver in the game this year. You know, there's a lot of things that could have played out that could have made this differently. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, like you said, you got to have some luck.
Like a tuck rule.
Yeah.
You know,
tuck rule.
So I want to ask you this. In Tampa, and you were there, you know, it was always that they'll win the Super Bowl when hell froze over. So obviously it froze over, but Philadelphia's kind of the same thing. I was born in Philly. Philly's a tough town.
It is.
Talk about that year in Philadelphia and how ironic that you had to beat New England. You know, so talk about that.
You know,
Brady makes a catch. Who knows what happens?
Yeah. Right.
Philly had to play the perfect game.
They
had to play the perfect game, and they did.
Playing against the Patriots, the mistakes, just one.
Yeah.
That'll be the end.
And we were waiting for it. Even towards the end, I was like, you know, this could still turn around the other way. Did you guys feel that way?
Nah.
You had it.
We had it.
Mentally.
Speaking of had it, talk about LG's feel good. I mean, talk about the CDB program, what it does, how it's helped you, and how it can help, you know, the veterans that were just here.
Right.
It's not just for athletes.
It's not.
You know, and it's not just for veterans. It's for us old fat guys that are out of shape.
No, so my CBD company is LG's Feel Good. It's all natural and it's all organic and it's 100% THC free. This is for anyone dealing with pain, whether it is a veteran, whether it is you know,
an old fat
a
guy.
cameraman, an old fat guy, an old skinny guy, a cameraman or, you know, a stay-at-home mom, construction worker, anybody that's dealing with any kind of pain or discomfort or dealing with any kind of sleep anxiety or anything like that. I have anxiety drops. I have sleep gummies. These are all things that I created because, one, I knew that I needed them to help me. I had, for the last year or two I was in the league, that's when I first started trying the CBD in the first time. And I ended up liking some of it, you know, and it kind of worked a little bit, kind of didn't, but I knew there was potential there to have something to make a product that would be really helpful for a lot of people. And so I started getting into it, and I started, you know, looking into what was going on and how I could do that. And that's how I came up with the pain patches, the salve, the rollerball, the sleep gummies, and the tinctures.
Explain to people who don't know, and I would be one of those, you know, you think CBD, you think marijuana.
Right.
You know, you're in states that you're not allowed to smoke marijuana. You think CBD, you can't do it. But that's not the case.
That is not the case. CBD and THC are 100% opposites, depending on how you use them. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
THC makes you have that high feeling, right?
Right. THC gives you the high feeling. None of my products will do that because I don't have any involved in mine. Mine is 100% CBD isolate. It's all natural and organic, and it's healthy ways to deal with pain. The healthiest way to deal with pain, I should say, rather than opioids. You know, everything that we just named, there's a pill for it.
It's even better than melatonin, because melatonin you can get side effects.
My sleep gummies are hands down 100% better than melatonin. Like I said, there's these things come in pill form. You know, pills are heavily addictive.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So everything I name comes in a pill form, a sleep pill, pain pill, anxiety pill. If you're dealing with all three of those things, you got to take those three pills a day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to take those three pills every day. 2 years down the road from now, your liver is going to be screwed. Your bladder is going to be screwed. You know, anything that's inside of your stomach dealing with these pills and these opioids is going to be screwed down the road. And I was one of the people that did take these pills because, I mean, in line of that, what we do.
That was your only option.
That's the way to stay on the field.
Right. You can't make the club in the tub is what they say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if my AC joint is killing me, I'm gonna take the Toradol shot. Hey bro, shoot that. I need to play today. Shoot that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm gonna take these two pills that they're gonna give me to make sure I manage the pain after I get the shot and stuff. Like, I did that stuff. I don't have an addictive personality, so I never got that problem. But I know people that do. You know what I'm saying? And I want to help them. You know, I want to help everybody. Like, I don't want people to, because opioids are, you know, that's a heavy problem. You know what I'm saying? To have, like, it's not easy to stop that.
Now, do you need a prescription for CBD?
Oh no, you don't need a prescription.
That's another right. myth that people think because they associate it, like Randy said, with marijuana that you have. But you can just buy this.
You can buy this
over the counter or online, right?
My products, you can go.
How can people get your product?
My products, you can get them at lgsfeelgood.com. So you can order them online. We send them to you. And another thing, so if you guys go into a 7-Eleven or a Circle K or this, that, and the other, when you go to checkout counter, you see something that says CBD gummies, CBD this, CBD that. This is over the counter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can get this stuff. Now, granted, these aren't going to be the best quality.
No, they're not.
They're not
going
to be the best quality. If you want to get the best quality, you're going to get my products. Because I feel like I was the test dummy for my products, and I did everything.
And you passed yourself.
Yes, I passed the test. So.
Well, I need to sleep better at night, so I'm going to get on your website, and I'm going to give them a try. Talk to us real quickly about Sunday. Thoughts?
I got
all smiled.
I know. You're all excited again. Even though you're not playing, you're all excited.
What if I could sneak a jersey and a helmet and all that stuff to you? Would you play on Sunday?
It depends on what they're going to ask of me. If they ask me to give them 25 carries, I'm going to have to pass.
Right.
But if they ask me for 10 to 12, with half of them being on the goal line,
I was going to say the William refrigerator carry handoff.
I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you two touchdowns at least.
There you go. So give me your thoughts on the two teams.
I think in order for the Rams to win it, I think they're going to have to run the football effectively. I think they're going to have to run it well because that opens up the pass. And, I mean, obviously when it comes to passing the ball, they got basically three number one receivers. You know what I'm saying? So you know, in order for the Bengals to prevent that from happening, they're going to have to stop the run. They're going to have to stack the box. And they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to invite the pass. You got to invite the pass because if you get the rim, if they start running the football, it's –
right.
It's pretty much
right.
It's game over.
As a veteran, a rookie comes in like Joe Burrow. What does a veteran think? I mean, do you want to kind of slap him down? Hey, Rook, that's not how it's supposed to happen.
Man,
I can tell by the look.
I would say if I was a quarterback, it would definitely be some pride on the line.
Right. So who are you picking?
I'm picking the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a Tampa-based station, you know, we're national, but a Tampa-based station. I want Cincinnati, and I never root. I don't care. But I want Tampa to be the only team, you know, that played in their own stadium and was a home team. Now, see, the Rams are not the home team on Sunday.
Nah, they're the away team.
They're the away team.
Yeah, so, but no.
It's small.
You know.
One more time, how can people get your product?
You can find my products at lgsfeelgood.com.
Feelgood. Put that S in there.
Yes,
Feelgood.com. And LG, of course.
Feelgood.com. Yes, ma'am. That's where you find it at. And like I said, man, this is the healthiest way to stay pain free, get you some sleep, and deal with the anxiety.
Well, and I know I got to let you go, but I want to go back real quick to the one thing that you said is that this product was brought on by you. You've tried it. It's not like you're endorsing this. This is something you did. And it not only has your name behind it as an endorser, it has your name behind it that you did this.
Yeah.
I think that
it.
Says a great deal.
Yes, sir. I use it religiously every single day. Every single day. Because like I said, I still deal with the pain and everything. So it's tough not to, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's tough not to use it every day. It's almost like I got it, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It's part of your life.
Part of my life.
All well, Garrett, natural.
Thank you very much for your time. Best of luck. Hopefully we can get you on again. You know, you're kind of a Tampa guy. You know, we can include you as well.
100% am.
Yeah. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong, a bunch of gear, as well as a box from Odd Sock Official. Some of the coolest socks you can imagine we're going to send to you.
Yes, I appreciate
your time, sir. Thank you very much.
It,
we're going to go hit a quick break coming to you live from Radio Row. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, the Hyatt House of Anaheim, and, of course, Odd Sock Official.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center your home base as well.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? all available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania 2. It's a grudge match as Mike Perry takes on Julian Lane. Also, Luis Palomino defends his title against the hard-hitting Martin Smash Brown. And Christine Faria knuckles up with Bret Hart for the second time. This time, it's for the first ever women's flyweight title. Plus, Chad Mendez makes his highly anticipated debut against BKFC vet Fane. Saturday, February 19th, only on Bare Knuckle TV. Download it at BKFC.com.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
Ole, 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 ole.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio. Man, that's a terrifying liner, Randy. Bob Sapp coming after you.
Yes.
He could be bigger than all the NFL guys out on Radio Row where you are in L.A.
You know, Bob did play a little bit of football, but, you know, real quickly, you know, let's get serious for a second, and it's the only time I'm going to ever say anything nice about you. The only thing wrong with being on Radio Row in whatever year this is, 2022, is the fact that you are not here. So, with that said, I am already starting to look ahead to next year, Super Bowl, whatever it is, LVII. So what is it?
Or 57 in Glendale, Arizona.
I'll just bend this in. Yeah. There we go. So what I'm doing is I'm already starting to look ahead, you know, for next year, for Phoenix. So sitting down with us right now, the director of communications of Arizona Tourism is Josh Coddington. Josh, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Like I said, it's never too early to start planning, you know, and a lot of people are like, oh, you got time. You don't have time to book hotel rooms. You don't have time. It starts now. Talk about why you're here for this Super Bowl when yours is next.
Gotcha. No, totally. It's totally awesome to be here. And really, we're here because who doesn't want to be a part of the excitement of Super Bowl during this week? And also, of course, to kind of give people a warm welcome and an invite to what's going to go on in Arizona for next year's Super Bowl.
And it's Phoenix, a beautiful city. My title sponsor, 8-Man Strong, is there. My brother's office is there. So a lot of good things. But like I mentioned to you, I do the segment, and it's been going on since the 80s. You know, it's kind of the transportation, the entertainment, because we all travel, you know, whether it's for business or for pleasure. People are going to come to Phoenix to see the Diamondbacks. But they don't know anything else to do. They'll maybe walk around a two-block area. They don't know what I like to call the hidden and not so hidden jewels of a city. So everybody knows the Grand Canyon, so we know that. We're not going to touch base on that. But what are some of the things that people can start looking forward to that they don't want to miss when they come out?
Well, you are totally right. And there are a million things.
And that doesn't happen often, just so you know.
There's absolutely a million things to do. And that late winter, early springtime is beautiful in Arizona. You know, I just tell people, just make sure you bring your sunglasses, you know, because the sun is going to be out and it's going to be really amazing. But, you know, while you're there for the game, a lot of the time, you know, you're looking for things to fill your time. And so, you know, no matter what, there's always something to do. Two things that people don't know about that go on at the same time as the Super Bowl is the Waste Management Phoenix Open Golf Tournament, which is a great one that happens every year. It's a big party out there. You can go watch golf. You can play golf yourself at hundreds of amazing courses. Or you can go out there and just enjoy some beverages under the sun. Another one is collector car auctions, of course. We have Barrett Jackson. And again, it's another one where it's not just for the people that want to buy the cars. It's to go out and see great cars. You know, and you can do that while you're there for the Super Bowl week at the same time. Another great thing to do right there in Scottsdale. For people who love the outdoors, there are so many great hiking trails. And you can stay in Phoenix. We have some great ones right in the metro area. Or just maybe an hour outside of the Phoenix area. There's so many great places to go and just get out in the sun and really, really have a good time.
There's nothing like Arizona. I have to say it's my all-time favorite state.
Thank you.
I would love to live there. First of all, you don't have humidity, which is great. Those of us in Florida, I mean, we sometimes appreciate it, but it's really nice to go out there and just experience. Just even when it's, if you go in the shade, it's cool. That's all you have to do.
Absolutely.
You know, and not only the Grand Canyon, as Randy mentioned, but also you've got the Emerald Cave.
Right.
The kayaking tours
right,
that go, those are absolutely gorgeous. Oh,
can I get somebody to paddle for me? I can just sit there. No.
Colorado
absolutely.
River, you
right,
know, I mean, just the complete beauty of all the things that you can do outside.
Right.
And it's all year long. It is all
totally,
year long.
Totally.
You've even got Tucson, right?
Oh, absolutely.
The fight at the OK Corral, you can go down that route for those of you who are Western fans, right?
For sure. And I would tell you that, so the OK Corral is in Tombstone, Arizona.
Tombstone.
Which is right outside of Tucson.
Right.
I mean, Southern Arizona is really, really something special all the time because, yeah, you can always be outside, you know. But one of the hidden gems, as you had mentioned, that not very many people know about Tucson is Tucson has a place in it called Mount Lemmon. And Mount Lemmon has the distinction of being the southernmost ski area in the U.S.
Wow.
So you can literally go and ski there in Tucson.
Who would have thought that?
During the winter time. Yes, on the top of the mountain, they have a great bunch of activities, skiing, you know, snowboarding, snow activities, and it's in southern Arizona. It's one of my favorite things to mention.
So it's in the middle of the desert in the summer, and then it's like a winter getaway in the winter.
Josh, let me ask you this, and it's a year away, but talk about, you know, what you can about the process of, you know, is it like a big book and, you know, in January of the year before you need to start putting these things together and in June and July and, you know, talk about everything that your city, your state needs to do over the next year.
So, you know, just like Los Angeles has a Super Bowl host committee, of course, Arizona has a Super Bowl host committee and the Office of Tourism like us and local tourism organizations. And we are all not only have we been looking at it already, but we've been looking at it since we got awarded this game coming up. And so really, it's statewide, community-wide effort of making sure that our hotel rooms and our hospitality industry is ready to host all the great visitors that come in, that our restaurants are ready. Because, you know, I mean, what's something that you love more than going out and eating at a place,
nothing.
You know, when you're visiting, right?
Nothing.
And so it's really everywhere because the Super Bowl week events, you know, spread between Phoenix and State Farm Stadium, which is in Glendale, Arizona. And so all the small businesses, the retailers, you know, the merchandise people that sell that stuff, they all get ready. And the hospitality industry is really just super excited because we love welcoming visitors and especially love welcoming people that are coming in for the Super Bowl.
You know, it's all about tourism. You know, as I put, hold on one sec, Matt, and then you can go next because it's food related. You know, Josh mentioned food. I have to jump in. You know, every city, every state, you know, has some kind of food. You know, Tampa is the Cuban sandwich. And what is that one staple, you know, in Phoenix and the Phoenix area?
That's a great question. And, you know, I'll give you two quick ones. So number one on Arizona food list is the Sonoran hot dog. All right,
the Sonoran hot.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's spicy. It's not, although you could, of course, add some hot sauce like a lot of Arizonans do. But this was really, it's actually from Sonora, Mexico, which is right on the border with Arizona. And It's made with, it's a bacon-wrapped hot dog. All right. It's pinto beans, onions, tomatoes, mayo is the traditional way. But like I said, you can add some hot sauce if you like that. And it's on one of those nice soft rolls. And that's something that's just really great. Goes great with, maybe a beverage by the pool or just any time. It's really some great comfort food.
And you should have the Sonoran hot dog in the world-famous Sonoran Desert.
Exactly.
And because the Sonoran Desert, you know those old cacti that you see? They're called sequoia cacti.
Close.
What am I mispronouncing
Saguaro.
It? Saguaro.
Saguaro.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
That's the one where, you know, it looks like the two arms are coming out, and one of them is hundreds of years old, right? It's the oldest. They only grow right there, right, in the Sonoran Desert.
Exactly. They do. And one of the tricks to know about a saguaro cactus is that generally you can tell their age as by whether they have arms or not, because the general consensus is that it takes about 100 years for it to literally sprout its first arm.
Wow.
So when you see the ones out there that have tons of arms on there, I mean,
they're my age.
Yeah. Randy's got two arms.
Those are long before the territorial days.
Exactly.
There's a prick joke in there somewhere. Randy, I'm just going to
go ahead.
So, Josh, obviously you guys are out there for Super Bowl 56. The halftime show seemed kind of easy, slam dunk. You know, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, our local artist from California. What can we expect in Arizona, and who would be a local talent that either started their career there or lives there, resides there, that you may include next year?
I know the answer. And you mentioned golf. It's right. Alice Cooper.
All right, go for it.
Right? It's Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper is an Arizona local treasure for sure. He actually does a radio show in Arizona, plays a lot of classic rock, although I don't know that he would call it classic rock. He'd probably just call it rock. But yeah, that's a great one. It's, you know, as far as who the Super Bowl halftime performer may be in Arizona, I have no idea to tell you.
You probably have no say in it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have a say in who that might be. But
curious, who are some musicians, you know, that call Phoenix, call Arizona home? Do you know, just off the top of your head?
Alice Cooper, of course, is a real famous one.
Judas Priest.
There you go.
Oh, that's your music.
Another one. Dierks Bentley, country artist. Dierks Bentley. He's an Arizonan and has some great restaurants actually in Arizona as well. So that's another one. We do have some local groups that are good. We have mariachi bands that perform as well. I know they get a Super Bowl gig, but that would be cool to give some real Arizona flavor.
So finally, you know, question for you is, when does the sweat start? When does, I can't believe, I mean, is it Monday when you go to work on Monday that it's kind of like the Olympics, the torch has been passed to you? Right. Is that when it is?
So the sweat meaning like, okay, it's our turn, so we're ready to go.
Right.
I would say even before that, because, you know, really it's just like the Super Bowl is such a huge event, an amazing event, that as soon as we knew that we were awarded this Super Bowl, we start to get to work on it. And as a tourism office, we start talking about it, you know, because people love sports, of course, and love to come to Arizona for sports. You know, we have some great teams that are playing right now. Of course, the Suns are doing great. And so, you know, sports fans come to Arizona. They watch teams. They go out and do things. And so for us, it's like, okay, once that handoff happens on Monday, you know, we're locked in and we're ready and we're talking about it and we're promoting it and we're ready to have a great time.
You know, there's also the opportunity that your football team could be in the Super Bowl. We might have
three years in a row.
I mean, you know what?
Because Arizona's playing great.
I love that you have faith in the Arizona Cardinals, because as an Arizonan, we love them. We always root for them, and this year quite like we wanted, but
it started off great.
But we're looking forward to that third year in a row of the home Super
and we
Bowl.
Had Kurt Warner play against the Steelers. I mean, it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, but that was in Tampa, so right? We remember the Cardinals coming.
I went on vacation last week, and we purposely set the day of when we were leaving as to we figured we would be returning from Arizona, because we figured Tampa Bay would be playing Arizona,
right?
And if Arizona picks up a particular free agent offensive lineman that lives in Phoenix but played for the Bucks last year, I will be rooting for the Arizona Cardinals to make the Super Bowl.
Well, so. we are glad to have your support, certainly.
Josh, thank you very much for your time. Hopefully, you know, we can touch base, you know, every couple months or so, what's going on. And again, as we get closer, let the national audience know about some of these restaurants, know about some of these places. You know, take a couple hours and go experience and enjoy a city or state that you've never been to.
Absolutely. I'm happy to always touch base with you, and I would encourage your listeners to go to visitarizona.com, and they can find a whole bunch of great things to do in Arizona to check out. So
awesome. Very good stuff. Josh, thank you very much. Let's go hit a quick break, coming to you live from Radio Row here in Los Angeles as we're getting it towards the end. I'm not happy to leave, but I'm ready to leave to hit the UFC in Houston tomorrow. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, the Hyatt House of Anaheim, and Odd Sock Official. We'll be right back.
Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center your home base as well.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait.
Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
And we are back. We are back. This is Knock Out Radio coming to you live from the Tan Talk Studios in Tampa. Randy and Leslie are on site at Media Row in Los Angeles at Super Bowl 56 warm-ups, press media day, and closing it down out there. Just got about 15, 20 more minutes of Media Row today. Is that right?
I don't know. Leslie may be staying longer. We're going to hang out. We may do a couple more interviews that we'll tape and possibly run next week so that we can sit back and cake a little bit. We've got the Florida Strawberry Festival coming up that we're going to broadcast from. We've got the race coming up. We've got Valspar coming up. We got the Renaissance Festival coming up back home. So a lot of cool stuff that we're going to be making some major announcements, hopefully, in the next couple weeks. But the most important question, or statement, and I know everybody is having a big game party. I know that Pete and Shorty's is doing a big deal, and they're giving away a big screen TV, and I promised Bob that I would mention it. So get on down there if you're in the Clearwater area. But if you're not, I understand you're going to be doing something special, and I plan on pigging out big time.
I got talked into having a Super Bowl party at the new restaurant. And I wasn't really ready for that, but we will be ready. And I got my TV hooked up yesterday. Spectrum came in and set everything up. I have great internet, Randy. 600 megabyte speed or whatever you call it, megabytes. So we can broadcast live from the restaurant every Wednesday, as we usually do. So big things coming at Tournament Day Pizza, 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Pete. And if you're bored or want to come on by.
Don't try running away from the question. Answer the question. What movie was that from?
Answer the question.
Yeah, we're like, answer
a few
the
good
question.
Men. Oh,
that was the Tom Cruise. That was the one that...
Was that A Few Good Men?
A Few Good Men.
Yeah, when he goes...
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah,
I thought there was something about question. Answer the damn question. You didn't answer the damn question. What food is going to be available at the party on Sunday, and what am I going to be... taking out on?
Obviously, pizza, salads, calzones, strombolis, and I'm going to bring in some chicken wings to give to try them out to see which brand and which flavors I'm going to keep on the new menu. So it'd be like a test tasting sampling day.
Oh, that's just going to stink for me. I hate test testing.
Yeah.
Taste test.
Hey, I hate that. Before we run out of time, Randy, I had a question for Leslie. So, Leslie, I know you played soccer competitively. I know you were a goalie on the women's team, but then you also played on the men's team. And so we're a predominantly combat sport-driven show, obviously MMA, but transgender athletes are playing in everything. In the Olympics last summer, and competing against women, but they were born a male. Like, what was the feeling like competing on a men's team? Did you feel disadvantaged? And what are your stance on transgender athletes competing, in open play?
Well, this is actually a very, very good question. First of all, I'm a Title IX kid. So, for example, they didn't even have, middle school soccer teams for women. In fact, we had to pull from the eighth grade to get onto our high school.
Just so you know, I'm a IQ 9 kid. So just so
IQ 9 kid. So, as we all know, the Mia Hamms, the Brandi Chastains, the ones who really put women's soccer on the map with the 1999 World Cup game where we beat China. And it was the most watched soccer game in American history at that time. And it was the biggest sellout. It was a big deal, right? So that all came from Title IX.
Oh, it was
IX.
A sellout, all right.
It was. They were going $1,500. I was there at the Rose Bowl. $1,500 outside they were scalping those tickets for.
Matt, it was a sellout, all right. No, go ahead.
Am I missing something? I have
now
a
you
feeling
are.
I am.
You are. You're
I
missing
have a
something.
Feeling I am.
You know what I'm talking about, Matt?
No.
Okay.
Well, to answer Matt's question about playing with men, I grew up playing with men. I played goalie, and I was with men until we finally got the women's team. So, it's taken women, obviously, a long time to get good. There's some differences. Some women can play on the men's team and are good enough to play on the men's team. But it's kind of a different game. Obviously, the speed is a bit faster. The ball is hit harder when I'm catching a ball from a hard hitting foot from a man versus a hard hitting foot from a woman. They're both hard, but it can definitely be harder. But there's different finesse. Like a lot of times, guys will just, you know, they wait a long, long time. And if you watch soccer, it's more interesting for me to watch the women's teams because they have more finesse. They'll take more shots. They'll do things a little bit differently. As far as transgender goes, look, I mean, I'm going to get in trouble with this one. But I don't like it. And here's the reason why I don't. You're not going to have someone who, let's say, was assigned male or female at birth and then transgenders to male, you're not going to see that person competing on a high level with other males. I just don't see that happening, but you're going to see a lot of the other way. And the reason is there's an advantage. There's an advantage with height. There's an advantage with chemicals in the body. And I know that you can change that, but there are certain advantages the way you were born. A lot of it has to do with muscle mass, and a lot of it has to do with height. You're not gonna change. I mean, so it's not fair. And women have tried for so long, and we've fought for so long to even get women's teams. And then you have people come in that are transgendered that, you know, were assigned male at birth competing against women, and it's night and day. Some of the way. And why is that? Why is that? They're blowing out some of these women's records in high school and so forth. Why do you think that is? Because it's not the same. It's just not the same. And I don't mean to, discredit transgender. It's almost like we need to have a separate category for them. And why not? We had a separate category for women. We have a separate category for men. There's nothing wrong with creating a separate category.
We have a category for disabled.
Everything, yeah, right?
Sure.
But this is not fair to do this to women. We've struggled so long and fought so hard to even get women out there to have our own teams. You know, for a long time, there was no team. You know, and then if you maybe were good enough, you could play with the men, but a lot of times, even if you were good enough, you weren't allowed to play on the men's team. This is history in the United States. So for this to come out and it's to start affecting a female athletes, it's just discerning, and it's very upsetting because it puts us back.
Well, and it's ironic, and I think Ed, you know, mentioned it to me just now via Skype, that there's a third set of bathrooms now. You know, so I don't know where, but I know that there are some. So maybe in time, maybe not in my lifetime, but in time there will be a third category.
Yeah, but the third bathroom is silly, though. You're just trying to go in there and take a leak, for goodness sake. You know what I mean?
That's I can argue this one.
Yeah.
What if
a guy comes? Which way are you arguing? If a woman who transgenders to male comes into, because you wouldn't know because you're not coming in the women's bathroom. How can you argue that?
But a male who transgenders to a female who's now in a female bathroom.
Well, why would you? How would you
with
even?
With my 2-year-old granddaughter.
What does that have to do with it?
I just think it's bad. You know, you can do three. I'm cool with three.
But I don't understand what the issue is.
Who knows?
I'm trying to take a bath. But look, no one's going to. Okay, so let's just let the elephant out of the room here. And you're probably thinking something sexual or something like assault, right? Why else would you care, right? I mean, let's just let the elephant out of the bag. A lot of men have that fear.
Sure.
Listen, we have that fear walking out of our freaking house, getting out of our car, looking around at night, not going to take a damn poo or a dang potty.
Poo.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's what you're going into the bathroom for.
I mean, that's true. No,
it's just ridiculous to think that that's now going to be the way you're going to solve. You're going to catch me. You're going to catch somebody around the corner or when they're walking. You're not going to go into the bathroom with other people coming in and coming out. It's just ridiculous.
Well, it's not ridiculous, but I get your point. It can happen anywhere.
People who transgender.
And it's not just transgenders.
People who transgender to female ain't interested most of the time in other females. Okay.
Let me ask it this way. And one is too many. Okay. With what I'm about to ask you.
All right.
And I didn't mean Matt brought this up. How I got pulled into this, I don't know. But many. But what if there's enough weirdos out there who dresses up and pretends and then goes in and assaults either a young child or a female.
But they can dress up anywhere and go anywhere and pretend. And when you say one time, you know how many women are assaulted by men?
Sure.
Like one out of every three, and those are just the ones that are reported.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you say if one time is enough, now we're going to pick on bathrooms?
I mean,
it's everywhere.
I'm going to kill you.
And not only that, can I just mention?
Currently,
there are unisex bathrooms at gas stations at everything. So it's a moot point. It's a moot point.
It's a poop point.
It is just a. It's just a potty point, is what it is.
It's a poop point.
It's a potty point presentation. It is. It's ridiculous about the bathroom thing. But the competing in sports. I mean, give me a break. It's
Combat sports. The combat sports where transgender males now a female. So a male kind of,
that was 6 foot seven,
exactly.
6 foot five, and we just don't have that. I mean, sometimes there is a rarity, but then that 6 foot five woman has got to want to compete in the same things. And you just don't see it. It's an unfair advantage, and it's only affecting females. The unfair advantage isn't affecting males. Okay.
Agreed.
And so it's infuriating. It really is. It's infuriating. And I'm sorry if I'm offending my transgender friends. I love you. And, and by the way, I'm gay. So a lot of people would think that I would, be backing this, but I'm not, because I'm a woman. I'm a female at birth, and I understand the differences, and I'm a feminist. So I always like to think, well, I could take that guy, or, I'm very competitive and physical. I was raised with four older brothers, but I know I'm not stupid. I know that there is a difference, and it's not fair. We've fought too long and too hard to get to where we are in sports to have this happening to us.
Brady on.
Well, speaking of Brady, if you're looking for signs for next year's Super Bowl 57 will be in Arizona on Sunday, February the 12th. So if TB12 returns, it could be symbolic that he would be playing on the 12th next year.
Yeah, that is kind of ironic. And the player that I mentioned, and I think he's still under contract with the Bucs for another couple days, but I think Alex Kappa would like to stay in Tampa, but as we all know, Alex Kappa lives in Phoenix. So I could see him going to Phoenix too, and I will root support wherever Alex goes. If it's Phoenix, maybe I'll even have a place to sleep during Super Bowl week. Mm-hmm. I won't need a hotel at the Hyatt House or some $50 million spread that you're staying at.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to have some Domino's later today. Domino's pizza, no offense. By the way, if Tom Brady comes back, you better come back as a Buccaneer. I mean, never say never in the words of Justin Bieber and now Tom Brady too. I'm just saying, if the guy does come back, it's going to break my heart if he's not wearing a Tampa Bay Buccaneer uniform.
Well, like I said earlier, Matt, there are some rumors floating around out here. I haven't obviously checked into it. The person who told me the story didn't check into it. But there is some interesting talk going on. And when there's scuttlebutt, some interesting stuff is going to come out of it. Who do you like on Sunday other than that Iron Man that I'm going to be getting?
Yeah, so before the we cross the bridge of if Brady returns and who may replace him, if not. You guys are about to line up with the Rams versus the Bengals on Sunday for Super Bowl 56. The only thing that's got a bigger lineup, across the line of scrimmage right now is Russia about to invade Ukraine. So if you have any friends in Ukraine, get out now.
Damn Russians.
If anybody has any friends there, they should have got out a long time ago.
And then not only that, You've got another doping scandal with Russia. Russia needs to get their act together. I mean, it's just ridiculous, the doping situation going on.
Are either one of you familiar with, I heard it in the news that I guess, I think it's it was a Chinese athlete, I thought, who has been suspended. They're fighting the suspension. She did test positive, but they're fighting the test, and they're trying to determine whether that athlete is eligible until they go through the process. Did you catch that on the news there, Matthew?
Yeah, but I don't remember the nation. I thought it was Russia.
There's a Russian issue going on.
Yeah.
I know. Well, there always is.
Yeah. No, currently, I believe it's with skaters. I think so. And then with the team. And they're, it's like the Cold War of the Olympics. It's just coming back. I just growing up in the 80s and everything and now having to deal with the Russia-Ukrainian thing. It's a scary thing.
And there's something about
Generation Xer.
There's some kind of scandal about the uniforms, like the outfits that some of the athletes were wearing were banned or deemed inappropriate or not up to spec. So,
let's talk about something that is up to spec. Who are you picking for this game on Sunday?
It's really, really hard to go against the Rams. You know, they got the power. They got the star power. I think they have the better team on both sides of the ball. It's in their home state. I don't see the Bengals. I mean, look, it's a magical season for them. It's an amazing run. Joe Burrow is a stud. He's going to have a terrific career if he stays injury-free. He's going to be up there with the likes of Brady at some point probably. But, man, it's really going to be hard to go against the Rams.
Here's how I'm going to guarantee that the Rams will win the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
This is an absolute Joe Namath lock.
Is this right?
I'm taking the Bengals.
Is that right?
Really?
I think the Rams are the better team.
For 4 days, you've been taking L.A. And now, right before the end of the show, we got like a 5 minutes left or something. You're a turncoat.
Well, first, I'm not a turncoat.
He did that with Juliana Pena as well. He chose her last second before Nunez.
And that's 100%. I did do that.
Why the change?
You know, I think there is a lot of pressure on the Rams because everybody knows they're the better team. And as you say that, or as I say the Rams are the better team, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the 1 seed and the 2 seed. The Rams played a garbage game against the Bucs. They should have lost that game.
Yeah.
You know, now it's that, you know, we're playing at home and a lot on Matthew Stafford. You know, and I know that they can all handle
it. Defense wins the game too, you know. I
understand that, you know, and what LeGarrette Blount said, you know, you've got to make the Rams run the ball because with those 3 receivers.
Right.
Let me throw one thing out to the Cincinnati Bengals. Cover Cup.
Oh, yes. You know, you should have thrown that out to the Bucs.
Yeah, well, I believe that some of those Bucs coaches didn't want it coaching jobs, where they would have covered Cup, where they would have, you know, had guys on the sideline to make sure they didn't get out of bounds.
Speaking of
the
Cup,
Rams, in my opinion, the better team.
Speaking of Cup, Randy, UFC 271
supposedly the Bucs won. So were the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Bucs beat them.
Do what, Matt?
So speaking of Cups, UFC 271, which you'll be at on Saturday. They're talking about going from a shoey, where you drink a celebratory beer out of a dirty shoe, to a cuppy, because Derek Lewis threw his cup into the crowd last UFC fight. And would you ever do a cuppy?
Let me think about this for like no time at all. No. I wouldn't do a cuppy. I wouldn't do a shoey. I wouldn't do an armpitty. I did do that disgusting thing when I crossed the equator with the navel.
Yeah, you know, you're a navel-y.
I did a navel. That's probably just as disgusting as a shoey and a cuppy. Did you do anything crazy hazing-wise in the minor leagues of the military?
Hazings?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like?
Well, like when we crossed the equator, we had to do some really disgusting stuff.
Let me think.
Part of the hazing.
No, you know, I mean, no, they're just crappy to us, you know? I mean, Army.
But there's a difference between just being treated crappy, because, like, I recently, through Facebook, a second-class OS when I was I know I'm going to get the laughters, a seaman, because that's... It's called, and E3 is called a seaman. So this guy contacted me, and he wanted to make things right on how crappy he treated me because he's dying.
Oh,
and I cared about helping him feel better.
Yeah.
You know, I had no interest. I'm not, you know, so there's a difference between the hazing garbage and just being an awful, rotten 21-year-old treating, you know, a 19-year-old like crap. So there is a difference.
Yeah, I don't remember.
When you made rank, did they do anything when they put the rank? Like in the Navy, it's called, they would flock it on.
Listen, when I made rank, they didn't even like make a, I don't even think, but maybe one time, maybe when I made sergeant, I don't even think, I don't know. They didn't even put me up there and do like a ceremony. I'm telling you, man, sometimes the A in Army is for apathy. It just depends on your unit. You know, they're supposed to build you back up like they do in the Marine Corps. Well, basic training, they didn't do that. You know, once you get to AIT, which is your second training, and look, I don't you know, I'm really glad that I was in the Army. I'm not, you know, I am kind of dissing it because I can, but I'm still glad I did it. But it's, you know, no, we're a little bit different from, I think, the rest of the forces and the general army. There's not the big building back up or in the hazing.
Rip we didn't down do anything.
No, they ripped us down. They didn't bring us back up. We're an AIT and we're still, you know, we're still treated like we're not soldiers yet, where everyone else is. Now you're a Marine. You've finished basic. We still got to go do the rest of the training. And
all right. Off military, because we only have about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Chuckles back at the studio. Matt taking the Rams. I think the Rams are the better team. I expect the Rams to win, but I'm going to go for the underdog. Why not? I'm assuming you're going Rams.
Well, you know, this whole time I've been thinking that Cincinnati, but you know what? I got to admit, I'm switching too. I'm going Rams now. I kind of want the Rams to win because I'm back in L.A. and I am seeing
But you're
my
moving
friends.
To Phoenix, so don't go that Rams thing.
I think it'd be really good for the city, and I remember how pathetic they were when I lived here. And
oh, it's going to be awful for Cincinnati to win. It would be awful for the city of Cincinnati, which is
Listen,
not.
Listen, my cousin is the long snapper of the Browns, so, Charlie Hewlett, 47. So I'm kind of, I don't know that I can actually, I realize I might not be able to root for Cincinnati because my cousin plays for the Browns. I mean, it might be like a blood thing.
Hold on a second. Be a professional. You're not rooting. You're not rooting for the Cincinnati Bengals to win. You're picking the Cincinnati Bengals to win.
I am picking for them. I'm picking them to win, but I'm rooting for the Rams.
See, that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all right. You know, but, you know, when you do a pick, whether it's MMA or whatever, you know, you're not rooting for X to win unless you're rooting for him.
Right.
But there's numerous times.
Professionally, I'm picking Cincinnati because I think that the Rams, you're right, pressure. And I think Cincinnati is more focused. I watched Joe Burrow after every press conference. He's still so focused.
I want to thank absolutely everybody, all of the fans that have tuned in. I want to thank all of the guests that we had. I want to thank you, Leslie Lacy,
for sitting
in for Matt.
Thank you, Randy, for having me.
And what?
Great time.
I don't know how many days until the next Super Bowl, but it'll be about a year. We'll see you back on Radio Row. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, the Hyatt House of Anaheim, and Odd Sock Official. We'll see you next week.
This little chico on fire, he no lie. When y'all slipping, he's running the game. Now Big Bang Boogie get that kitty little noogie in a nice night little shave. I gave Susie a little pat up on the booty, and she turned around and said, walk this way.
I was born.
W-T-A-N.
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A Russian invasion of Ukraine could be imminent, which has prompted a strong push from the White House for all Americans to get out.
The president's national security advisor says the U.S. has not concluded that Russia will invade Ukraine.
I'm only standing here to say that the risk is now high enough and the threat is immediate enough that prudence demands that it is the time to leave now.
Jake Sullivan says an attack by Russia on its neighbor could begin with aerial bombing and missile attacks, followed by a ground invasion.
If you stay, you are assuming